Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. Everyone, welcome back. Solara here. Welcome to part two of the two-part series on Health is Your Wealth. In part one, we had some really deep conversations around how the universe shakes you up to wake you up, and sometimes little whispers end up in roars as far as health and our symptoms go. And we explored how these symptoms are actually powerful conversations from your body and signals, and how small, consistent daily shifts beats the extremes. But today we are going to get a little bit more practical. I am going to teach you a simple model for nervous system relaxation and regulation. And then I'm going to guide you through a 10 to 12 minute practice followed by a 7-day micro reset to build your consistency. Let's first of all discuss the nervous system. I personally believe this is one of the most powerful systems we have, especially when it's direct connection to the law of attraction and manifestation. And once you understand how it works and how to shift your nervous system from the stress response to the relaxation response, you are going to notice that everything will begin to change for you. It's only a matter of time. And this is the exciting point where all those things that you wanted to manifest, they start to show up. Everything starts to feel a bit more tangible. And the energy that you've been working on aligning internally starts to show up in your reality. And this is when you get the evidence that the work you're putting in is starting to get results. Just a reminder from part one, when your body feels safe and when your nervous system feels stable, your frequency is going to rise. And when your frequency rises, your desires are going to meet you and come to you with a lot more ease and a lot more flow and a lot more grace. And the best thing, with a lot less pushing and forcing as well. So your body has two main branches that work together. And I think this is important to understand before we go into the practice. So your nervous system is two parts, if you like. One of the parts is your sympathetic nervous system. So you can think of this a little bit like the acceleration or the gas pedal that mobilizes energy when there's stress. And then the parasympathetic nervous system is the brake that restores and heals. And of course, we need both. The problem begins is when you get stuck with your foot on the gas. That's when cortisol and adrenaline and other hormones become corrosive rather than helpful and protective. And for many of us, this is the point where we may have turned to doctors or just searched endlessly looking for answers. And thank goodness for that. Thank goodness we do have these places that we can go to. But quite often we end up on the road of medication, or we may even try and avoid it. But for some people, medication can actually be a really vital and important bridge when the system is overwhelmed. It can help to stabilize your body and bring short-term relief. And maybe you found that for yourself, but also realizing that actually that isn't the whole picture, because that's all it does is it kind of helps put a plaster on the problem, but doesn't deal with the problem. You may have even found your doctor or other medical professionals pointing you in the direction to explore other complementary practices. Many doctors are saying meditation rather than medication now. But it may also just be intuitively, or that you know deep down that there has to be another way. And there's something else out there that can help you heal more sustainably and longer term. But of course, you're here because you want to feel better. You want to create the life that lights you up from inside out, one that's a joy to live, and one where your dreams don't just stay pictures on a vision board. You actually live them for real. And that's where nervous system regulation comes in, especially in your manifestation practice. I also want to say that there are so many beautiful and gentle practices, as long as you're consistent. So whether it's with mindfulness, breath work, meditation, any kind of form of relaxation, it helps to retrain your baseline and restore natural regulation. When your nervous system feels safe, you cannot get a more powerful foundation to build everything else on. But many people try and build their dream life on a dysregulated nervous system. So it's a bit like trying to build a house on sand. It's hard work and it's not strong and stable. And these kind of practices, they teach your body how to relax again, how to move out of survival mode and back into safety and stability. And when meditation, mindfulness, and even some medicine from your doctor or plant medicine from a holistic therapist, they work so beautifully together. One, of course, is supporting the body. The other is nurturing your mind and your energy. And healing becomes not just possible, not just a pipe dream, but it becomes a reality, but also sustainable. If you haven't had a chance yet to check out the Energetic Reset, it's a free download available on my website, www.solaristar.com, because I believe it's not about more effort. It's about the right energy, and you can download it now. And there's loads of juicy information in there that can help you on your way. But let's talk about a practice that I absolutely love. It's got loads of different studies and papers on it, and it is probably one of the most restorative that we can use, especially in healing our nervous system. And this is called the body scan meditation. It is one of the most powerful ways to bring awareness back into the present moment, create safety in your body, relax your nervous system, and then all other systems of your body benefit as well. And when we consciously bring our attention to different parts of the body with the intention of connecting with them, relaxing them, some incredible things happen. Your mind begins to slow down. As I said before, your system starts to regulate and your brain shifts from this busy kind of beta state, the alert, that kind of problem solving push kind of mode, into a slower, more restorative alpha and theta state. And it's the alpha and theta state where the frequencies of deep relaxation, your intuition, your inner knowing, your healing, it's where your body repairs, integrates, rebalances itself. This is where the magic happens in alpha and theta. So this practice isn't just about relaxation, although that is beautiful. It is about full body recalibration and full energetic recalibration at that. This kind of practice is how we remind the body that it's now safe. It's safe to let go. So it's kind of like resetting it. It's reprogramming it. And when you enter into this slower kind of brainwave state, you're not forcing anything to happen. You're allowing healing and restoration to happen very, very naturally. And it's also where manifestation activates. It's where manifestation helps become effortlessly magnetic because your energy moves from resistance into receptivity. And that's where we want your energy to be. So that when you do your vision boarding and your affirmations and your journaling, you're not fighting against the tide. You're actually going to be making your way forward with it all because your nervous system can hold what it is you want to call in. So for this, I would invite you to turn this episode off if you are driving or if you are in a place where you're not going to be able to lie down or sit down comfortably and undisturbed. But I'm going to invite you to come back to this episode as soon as you have an opportunity to do so. And when you are ready, I would like you to lie down, sit down, unplug your phone, put your phone on silent, put a do not disturb sign on your door, whatever it is that you need to do, and get yourself in a nice, comfy position. And for this, I also want you to give yourself permission to have a wandering mind. This isn't about stopping things or resisting things. This is about allowing. Just allowing things to be as they are without trying to stop or change anything. Because I've discovered after years and years of meditation and mindfulness that a wandering mind is perfectly normal. Our minds wander. That's what they do. Our job is to learn to bring it back to the task at hand, which will be focusing on various parts on your body. So now that you are sitting or lying down in a comfy position, You can just let your body feel fully supported, whether it's by the chair, the floor, the bed. You can just let your body become slightly heavier now. And you can either rest your hands where they land, or you can lie them next to you with your palms facing upwards. Quite often when we face our palms upwards, we're saying, I am open and receptive. And when you're ready, you can either let your eyes soften or you can close them fully, whichever feels best for you. And now take a moment to acknowledge your breath, just your natural breath, the breath that you're bringing into this practice without changing it. And just notice if your breath is shallow, if it's deep. And then with that, you may find that you are feeling naturally invited to take a slower, longer, deeper breath in. So if that is the case, you may do so now. Take a slow, long, deep breath in through your nose. And when you're ready, you can sigh it out through the mouth. And then you can do that again. And this time, take in slightly more air than what you did the time before. Holding the breath for a moment in between each in and exhale. And as you exhale, exhale fully, wholly, and completely until there's no air left in your lung. And do that once again. Slow, controlled, long, deep breath in through your nose. Holding the breath at the top. And as you exhale, softer, longer exhale than before, emptying your lungs completely. And then you can bring your breath to your normal and natural pace. Paying attention to the points of contact on the chair or the bed beneath you. And allowing your body to become heavier as you let go just a little bit more. And now bring your attention to the crown of your head. And just allow your scalp to soften. Just imagine any tension in your scalp is being released. As a result, all the hair follicles open up. And just allow your head to become slightly heavier. Taking your attention to your eyes, relaxing in and around your eyes. All those little muscles that hold and operate your eyes, just allow them to relax down. And unclench your jaw. Unclench your tongue, unclench your jaw. And if your jaw opens, your mouth opens a little bit, that's okay too. Just allow it to relax down in whichever way feels right for you right now. Now, relax down. Any tension there just melting away. Relaxing your shoulders. And any tension there relaxing and melting away. And as you take your attention into your chest, once again, just notice as your chest rises and falls with the in and out of your breath. And allow the whole of your chest to relax down as you exhale. And now as you breathe into your rib cage. And each breath you breathe in, imagine it opens on the inhale and settles on the exhale. And this is where I'd like to remind you that if your mind wanders, remember that's okay. That's what your mind is designed to do. Just bring your awareness and your attention back to my voice and back to the in and the exhale of your breath. Now take your awareness and your attention to your belly and allow the whole of your belly to become as soft as foam. And this is where we can allow ourselves unapologetically to have a Buddha belly. So you can just let it all just relax fully and completely. As you shift your attention to your back, all the way from the base of your spine, all the way up to the base of your head. And just allow your spine to soften one vertebrae at a time. All the while relaxing and breathing. Bringing your attention back if it wanders. And taking your attention to your hips now, and just allowing your hips to relax and loosen and become slightly heavier. All the while breathing in and out. Shifting your awareness to your thighs as you allow your thighs to become lovely and heavy. Just releasing and relaxing and letting go. Allowing your knees to soften. Focusing on softening your left knee. And then your right knee. And your calves and your shins becoming nice and relaxed. Just allow your awareness and attention to rest on your calves and your shins for a moment. Breathing slowly and gently as they relax down and become slightly heavier. Shifting your awareness to your ankles, your left ankle. Relaxing and releasing. Your right ankle softening down, relaxing and releasing. And now to the sole of your left foot. Hold your attention there for a moment. And with that, allowing it to relax and soften. Holding your attention on your right sole of your foot. Remembering if your mind wanders, just bring your awareness back to my voice, back to the sole of your right foot. Feeling the whole of your left and right foot getting slightly heavier. As you bring your attention to the toes on your left foot, your little toe, your big toe, and all the toes in between. Relaxing and softening and releasing. Shifting to the toes on your right foot, the little toe, the big toe, all the toes in between. Relaxing and releasing and softening down. And bring in your awareness now to the whole of your body. Any shifts, 1% shift and more relaxation perhaps. Anytime your mind wanders, coming back to your breath. Slow, controlled inhale and exhale. And as you lie there in your body, you feel slightly more relaxed now. Your next breath, breathe in for a slow count of five. Breathe out for a slow count of five. If five feels a bit tight, you can reach for four. Breathing in for five. Breathing out for five. And one final round, breathing in for five. Breathing out for five. And now as you inhale, say to yourself, I am calm and centered. And as you exhale, I am quiet and still. Breathing in, I am calm and centered. Breathing out, I am quiet and still. Breathing in, I am calm and centered. Breathing out, I am quiet and still. Now, if it feels right to do so, you can place one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly. For a moment, feeling the warmth under your palms. And imagine a soft golden light there. On the inhale, the light expands. And on the exhale, it settles and soothes. On the inhale, the light expands. And on the exhale, it softens and soothes. One last time, on the inhale, the light expands. And on the exhale, it softens and soothes. And now you can bring your breath to a very normal and natural pace. And take a moment to name one thing that you are grateful and thankful for in your body today. And then preparing yourself to come back to this space and time. When you're ready, you can move your fingers and move your toes. And you can gently open your eyes. And you can carry this lovely calm and steadiness into whatever comes next in your day. I invite you to come back to this meditation, this body scan meditation for the next 7 days. And notice each time how much more relaxed and regulated your nervous system becomes. And over a short period of time of consistent practice, you'll start to create a strong, solid, safe feeling of stability in your being, which is one of the most powerful places for any kind of manifestation. And when we show up consistently, this is where your healing and your restoration and your stability becomes a lifestyle rather than just a squeezed in moment. Because the truth is, transformation rarely arrives as a lightning bolt, but it will unfold for you through devotion, through small, repeated, incremental changes. And every single time you show up for yourself, you're telling your subconscious mind, I'm here, I'm supported, I'm ready. And it's only a matter of time. Your outer world will then mirror your inner state back to you. So as you show up consistently and choose differently on the inside, your outward reality will catch up, because your energy moves first and then the energy form follows. Most people give up just before this miracle. But you don't want to be most people. So think of it like watering a seed for a week, just to see. So you can do your own scientific experiment. Does this work? How do I feel? What am I noticing? It's natural. Some days it will come easier than others. The most important thing is consistency. So I'm going to invite you to your body scan meditation once a day for 7 days. Same time of day every day to build the rhythm and momentum. And if you want to stretch yourself just a little bit more as you climb into bed at night and you pull the quilt over your body all snug, think of three things that you're grateful for in your day and just say them softly to yourself in your mind, or you can write them in a journal, whichever works best for you. And in a very short period of time, you'll notice how much your sleep starts to improve as well. So remember, your consistency is a muscle. It strengthens each time you use it. If you drift, nothing is wrong. Remember, that is feedback, and it's feedback to come back on track, come back to yourself, and just start the process again. Small steps set you up for success. So keep these big overalls that can shock your system out of your practice. They rarely work, and you really are able to create momentum as a result of it, because your nervous system is going to thrive on consistency and rhythm. And when you keep these gentle promises to yourself, they stop feeling like an effort and start feeling like they are becoming who you are. And like I said, and like I keep saying, and it's important to remember, that that is when your outer world will begin mirroring the peace, the health, and alignment that you are cultivating within. So that's it for part two. Thank you for showing up for yourself today. Remember to download the 37-page energetic reset. I'll pop the link in the show notes. You can also find it at solarastar.com. And if this resonates with you and you want hands-on guidance, then please feel free to reach out inquiring about coaching. You can send me an email via my website. And you can also listen to more guided meditations on Insight Timer, which have music behind them. And there's loads of different ones that you can practice and try. I'll pop the link in the show notes as well. And if this two-part series resonated and supported you, please leave a review, share with someone who needs to hear this right now. And remember that you've got this. You can do this. I'm cheering for you. I'm cheering for your body, for your heart, and for your life. You deserve to become unstoppable in your manifestation practice. And it does require showing up and doing things differently to the old version of you. Because remember, if you always do what you've always done, then you're going to always get what you've always got. For now, take care. And I look forward to being back with you the same time next. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.